And we tried to capture that moment. We could not. And so we left it. So they thought that we had captured that moment when McDan, the CEO, was kneeling with his three others. By then, this eyewitness was also somewhere being beaten by other military people. Now, my cameraman did a very good work. Prior to where you saw that they were going to slap me, there was an officer behind him with a gun, preventing him from filming. So he was there, motionless, couldn't do anything. So if you saw the video that rolled earlier,
was the basically camera, like on the ground.
Yes, the camera was actually on the floor, you know. So it was when he had some space and took the camera. That was when he was able to film what we are seeing now. So they thought that I was filming. When I received a call from a producer to find out whether we're ready to go on air. So I had two phones, one I was using my left hand to listen to communicate, and one was on my right. So then they thought with the right phone, I was filming. That was when they rushed. And if you listen to the conversation,
exactly,
they said I was filming.
It was at that point that the man said he was going to give you a slap.
Yes, and by the time I heard that, I had a punch from behind, heavy one. And I tried turning.
Did you see the person who assaulted you?
I saw his face when I went back to
civilian or military officer?
Military officer in military. But of course, many of them were masked.
So you couldn't see.
You couldn't see. But for him,
you saw his face.
I saw his face.
You can identify him anytime.
Yes. At close range, he was just behind me. So when he gave me the second punch, I could not see. And it took me a few minutes to, regain myself. By then, my phones were taken. And the reason they did that was that McDan and his people were kneeling. So they didn't want us to take any picture of that moment. And so they told me then I am now a suspect. And they took myself and the eyewitness that was talking to us, together with the CEO and three others, in different vehicles and whisk us to the National Security Head Office.
And on what grounds were you described as a suspect? Did they tell you the reason why
nothing,
they were arresting you?
Nothing. The only reason they gave was that I was filming secretly.
Okay. That's the reason why they took you to the Office of National Security.
That was what they said. I mean, when the altercation was going on. But when I got to the National Security Head Office, nothing like that was mentioned to me.
And what did they tell you when you got to the office?
Nothing. So they asked me what happened, and I told them my side of the story. And I met one Superintendent Suleimana at the National Security Head Office, and he listened to me. And he said, well, I should put some statements down. I declined because I was already traumatized and told him we'll do the proper thing at the jurisdiction where the incident happened, which is the airport police station. Yeah.
And have you done that? Have you gone to formally report this matter to the police?
Of course, I have. I have formally gone to make that report. They've given me medical form. I'm just returning from the hospital and some x-rays have been taken, and from here, to go back to the hospital for them to look at my...
What about your driver and the camera person during the melee?
Right. So when this happened, I was taken. They were still at the scene. So by the time I returned, they had left. Okay. And the driver also had his phone with me because at the point I was using his phone to communicate back to the producer. So his phone was with me, so it was difficult getting through to the driver also. We had a lot of challenge with regards to that.
All right. Yeah. So now, what are they saying? That do they need you back to assist in whatever investigation, if they are investigating anything at all?
Well, the police initially at the airport told me I would have to come back to go and help them look at the person who actually assaulted me to get that person arrested. And I told them that this is on tape. And the fact that they took me to the National Security Head Office or headquarters shows that we can really trace those people that were dispatched to the Madan's facility, and they should line them up. We'll be able to identify those that actually assaulted us. And of course, in the video you saw, the military officer that first attacked the eyewitness, I think he had some mask on. Right. Yes, we can still identify that person.
And that because all of you were taken to the Office of the National Security together with the officials of Magdan, I'm wondering whether you are aware of what happened to them.
I am not aware, but the initial conversation I had was that they were being charged for interfering in lawful demolition. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we spoke to the CEO, he said they were yet to see any official document from those carrying out the demolition. But that was what I heard, and that was it. So I don't know whether they are still being kept there now or not. I was released. They gave me a pickup with three military personnel.
Back to the scene.
They drove me back to the scene.
To pick your vehicle.
Yes, to pick my vehicle. And when I even got to the scene, I had my driver, you know, the multimedia driver's phone with me. And so they demanded to check the visuals on his phone. Mm. And I had to call because it was password locked.
Right.
Okay, so I had to call him to mention the password.
Before you could open the phone.
Yes, and then we opened it in the presence of about seven military people with guns. Mm. And we opened it. They looked through, there were no videos, and they said I was safe. At the head office, the military head office, national security, same happened. They went through my phones.
They didn't find any recording.
Any recording, yes, of such. So they really didn't want me to capture the moment where the CEO was kneeling, which was, I don't know, a bit demeaning because guns were pointed, you know, at him and his people.
All right, Carlos, we'll leave it here for now. That is your version. Okay. Well, the multimedia group has also condemned the incident. On your screen now is its official statement that the company, you know, released after that particular incident. And let me just go over. The two were reporting live, as you heard Carlos say, from the scene when operatives believed to be from national security and dressed in military uniform attacked them without provocation. Carlos was interviewing an eyewitness when officers pounced on the civilian, beating him and slapping him for speaking to the media. Now, Carlos was himself struck twice in the neck with a clenched fist by one of the officers. The statement again goes on to say that in the shocking escalation, the operatives